I fish lots of lakes, I fish them all year round. No, I fish lots of lakes, everywhere I'm bound. Can't say which lake's the best until I try all the rest. Going fishing, fishing.
You're back in with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. And for our next segment, we are going north to Alaska. Now, if you listen to our other show, America Outdoors Radio, you know we generally recommend going to Sportsman's Cove Lodge on Prince of Wales Island because it is truly Alaska's best lodge. And you can find out more about that place at alaskasbestlodge.com. However, you might want to do a do-it-yourself trip. Go ahead and explore Alaska on your own terms and on your own time frame. With us here to give you some ideas about places to go and how to do that is George Crum, the editor of Fish Alaska Magazine. George, it's great to have you back on the air.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So let's run through a few places that people might want to go that aren't necessarily going to break the bank and that are accessible and doable for somebody who's never been to Alaska before. We'll start off with the Kenai Peninsula. I think that's where a lot of folks associate a DIY trip with.
Yeah, the Kenai is very accessible. It's easy to do. You can fly into Anchorage, get a rental car, and you can be down on the Kenai Peninsula, depending on where you want to draw that line, in about 40 minutes. To get down to the Kenai River, you're looking at about 2 hours from Anchorage, a little more than 2 hours if you're going down to the lower river. But it's easily doable, and there's lots of options, and you can fish the Kenai all summer long. So it's a good option. My recommendation, if you're going to do it, if you want to fish salmon, is to go specifically sockeye salmon. I would go in July. And you can fish the Kenai from the bank in a lot of places. You can walk in areas from clear down in Soldotna all the way up to near the Russian River. So there's plenty of access. If you go a little later in the year, say in September, late August, maybe October, the primary fishing is going to be for trout and perhaps silver salmon. And in that instance, my recommendation would be to take a small raft with you, like a Watermaster, or do some investigation and see if you can rent a raft or a drift boat in the Soldotna area. And that'll allow you to float sections of the Kenai River to fish for trout. And the Kenai has a very good trout fishery, high density of fish, and some very big fish, too.
Is this something you should be looking at booking right now? And what are our options? Do you have to stay in a lodge, or are there plenty of hotels and cabin rentals to choose from, too?
You know, we live in an interesting time, John. If you asked me this question 20 years ago, your options would be basically lodges and hotels, and there weren't many. Nowadays, we have something new called Airbnb. And yes, there are Airbnbs up in Alaska. Hotels obviously are established, and you can count on their cleanliness. I haven't stayed in that many Airbnbs myself, but they've got rules too, and I'm sure that they want everybody to stay healthy. So I would look at that option. You can get some place to stay in Anchorage. You can go down to Sterling. Soldotna is actually a growing area. My recommendation, no matter where you're thinking of staying, is to book as far in advance as you can. That gives you more choices as far as what's left and more ability to pick and choose how far from the fishing area you want to be. So I would book early. Same thing for rental cars. Book as far in advance as possible.
Let's talk about fishing some of Alaska's lakes because, again, we've talked about this on our national show. There's a wide variety of lakes you can fish. And again, you just have to rent a car at the airport in Anchorage to get to them.
Yeah, you're right. I tell you, John, after living in Alaska for a long time and fishing all over the state, one of the most underrated fisheries we have is a stillwater trout fishery in the Wasilla area just north of Anchorage. You'd fly into Anchorage, get your rental car, drive north to Wasilla. I have a specific place I'd recommend you stay because I think it's really cool. It's called the Trout House, also known as the Windbreak Cafe. It has a little bar and grill as well as a small hotel. It's affordable. Fish pictures all over the wall, fish mounts. And what's cool about the Wasilla area is there are approximately 85 lakes that are stocked by ADF&G with either rainbows, grayling, or arctic char, and in some cases landlocked king or silver salmon. And there are 15 or so wild lakes. From Trout House, where you'd be staying, I'd say you have at least 50 lakes within a 35-minute drive that you could explore. I will add this. Alaska's lakes are typically bordered by swampy, muskeggy type stuff that's very difficult to move around in, if it's even possible. So you need to bring some sort of watercraft or rent some sort of watercraft. A float tube works great. When I fish for lakes out in that area, I primarily fish from a float tube.
That sounds like a wonderful trip, and it sounds really affordable too. Let's talk though about something that's a little bit more adventurous and a little bit more off the grid. I understand your first step for this sort of trip, where you're spending 5 to 10 days floating down a river, would be a trip to Kotzebue.
I fished all over Alaska. One of my favorite trips that I've ever done, I've only done it once, is I flew up to Kotzebue. You can fly there on a 737 from Anchorage. And from there, I hopped in a little bush plane. The guy flew us north for 45 minutes or so, and we landed on a good-sized river called the Wulik, W-U-L-I-K. We camped and floated on the river for 5 or 6 days, fishing specifically for Sea Run Dolly Varden. And there's a reason I wanted to go up to that neck of the woods. There are two strains of Dolly Varden in Alaska, a northern form and a southern form. And the northern form gets bigger. On that trip, I landed one fish that was 37 and a half inches long.
Oh, my gosh.
And these are fish that came in out of the ocean. And for the most part, they're still silvery. The ones that are going to spawn that particular year might be getting colored up. But most of the fish we caught were silvery. The average fish was about 23 inches. And it was a tremendously good time. We didn't see another person the entire time we were there. We saw one bear at a distance. It wasn't a factor for us. Good fishing, quiet, peaceful, big fish. I really want to do that trip again. I'll tell you, this is not a cheap one, because you got to fly all the way up to Kotzebue. Then you got to get in a bush plane and fly from there to, could be the Wulik, could be the Kivalina, the Kelly, the Nimiaktuk, the Coug. There's a whole bunch of rivers and tributaries up there that have these fish. So you'll want to talk to an outfitter, book the trip. I would recommend nearly a year in advance and take their recommendations on where to go. They may not be able to tell you for sure where to go until just before your trip, because things change. And some rivers fish good some years, some rivers fish good other years. And you may wonder, well, why is that? Well, Sea Run Dolly Varden aren't exactly loyal to their natal stream.
Oh.
Typically, they will spawn in their natal stream, but they don't spawn every year. They do overwinter in rivers every year, but not always the stream that they were born in. They move around. So you want to keep that in mind.
I never knew that. We've got about 30 seconds left for you to tell our listeners what's going to be in the next edition of Fish Alaska Magazine.
Well, the next issue will be the March issue, and that's our annual gear review issue. So in there, you'll find our Editor's Choice Awards, New Gear, Retailer's Choice Awards, and a new category this year is our Fish Alaska 20th Anniversary Awards. You might consider those to be Test of Time Awards, because these are products that we've used usually for years and years and years that we feel deserve a little bit of extra recognition.
All right. Well, look for the next edition of Fish Alaska Magazine at a newsstand near you, or go online. What's the website where folks should go, George?
www.fishalaskamagazine.com.
That's fishalaskamagazine.com. Check out the March edition. Sounds like it's going to be a great one. George, thanks for sharing these wonderful do-it-yourself adventures in Alaska with our listeners on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Yep, thank you, John. Always a pleasure.